What's up, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the Glow Podcast, where we discuss confidence, mindset, manifestation, and so much more. My name is Mariana, and I am here to help you banish your negative thinking and limiting doubts so that you can glow in all aspects of your life. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. What's up, my beautiful friends? Welcome back to another episode of the Glow Podcast. I am so sorry that I was kind of MIA on here for the last like 3 months. Basically, ever since we came back to Europe from Bali, I have taken a little break from doing podcasts and even YouTube videos. And today in this episode, I'll kind of explain why I'm gonna be very vulnerable and open about what I've been experiencing. Hopefully it will help some of you, especially to see that, you know, my life is very public, it's very online, and I try to be as authentic as possible, and I try to spread positivity, I try to show you how to deal with negative and challenging situations. But in this episode, I really want to show you that I'm also just human, and I also have challenging moments that sometimes take me weeks or even months to get over. And I think it's just so important for me to say this because, you know, social media can be great, but it can also just show the great moments. And like I said, I try to be authentic and I try to share like, hey, you know, today I'm not having such a great day, but I didn't go fully into why I was feeling like I was feeling. And today I'll share that with you. Basically, for the last month and a half, I have felt a lot of anxiety. It all started when I went to a self-development retreat in Switzerland. It was called Learning Love, and if you listen to the podcast, you've heard me talk about them a lot. I've been to like 4 other retreats already, and they are amazing, really. They are so amazing. It's the Learning Love Institute with Krish and Amana, so I highly recommend that. And this retreat in Switzerland was about fear and trauma and shock, I think, and living with fear. And basically, anxiety stems from fear. And they were saying that one of the biggest problems of the population nowadays is anxiety. Most people feel some sort of anxiety on a daily basis. And I've really seen that around me in the past like few months or years. It feels like it has increased, especially in my like age group. It feels like the amount of people needing to be medicated for anxiety has increased, especially with my friends and acquaintances. And I think it's such an important topic to bring up because, yeah, it's just most people have some sort of anxiety. And I used to be more anxious, like before I started doing therapy, when I was 9, 10, 11 years old, I felt immense anxiety to a point of not wanting to live, like not wanting to take my life necessarily. I wasn't thinking of suicide, but I was thinking of just how much easier it would be to just not live, you know. I think if you've never experienced it, it's hard to understand, and I completely respect that people who haven't been there cannot understand it. But for me, it was really like, living is almost too painful, you know. So that was what I experienced when I was younger, and then I did therapy, and then it got a lot better, and I found ways to like cope with it, to change my thought patterns and to feel better. So yeah, I was really doing great until like a month and a half ago that a lot of trauma came back to the surface, and I also realized that I wanted to change a lot of things in my life, and that also created a lot of uncertainty in my life. And this uncertainty that it created that's what triggered my anxiety, because it was like my first chakra. Oh my god, I have to do a series about chakras here because it's so interesting and I've been learning more about chakras lately. But basically my first chakra, the root chakra, got really shaken up, because whenever you're feeling uncertainty about your home, your relationships, your work, any kind of uncertainty, it's relating to the first chakra and this sort of feeling of being grounded. And the first chakra is actually also correlated and really closely connected to the inner child. So whenever you have problems with the first chakra, you will have problems, or things will come up with the inner child, and vice versa. And for me, it was exactly that. Both things got turned on, and I have to admit, even though it's really painful for me to admit and almost like I feel embarrassed to say it, but it's important to say that for like a week, I was literally just in bed all day. And it's hard for me to say this because I'm like a person that motivates you, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, like change your thoughts, meditate, you'll feel better. And I'm like so 1,000,000% for that. And I couldn't understand why these things weren't helping me and why I was feeling so, so shitty. And I woke up with anxiety. I went to sleep with anxiety. During the day, I felt anxiety. I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, I meditated, I tried to do my affirmations, but it felt like it was deeper than that. It felt like meditating and affirmating, is that a word, affirmating? Like, repeating affirmations was just skimming the surface. And so I reached out to my therapist and I had so many sessions and I was like, oh, I need to get to the bottom of this. Like, where is this coming from? And basically, like I said, the uncertainty really triggered me, and it almost like threw me into the situations I felt when I was younger, and this sort of uncertainty of the future. But you know, the thing is, the reason why it feels or felt now so intense was because not only did it throw me back into the emotions that I felt when I was younger, the emotions that I felt when I was younger were so much more intense, because as a child, I couldn't rationally understand that, okay, this is just anxiety, this will pass. Like, when I was younger, it literally felt like the uncertainty was going to kill me, you know? Like, I was living in such uncertain and unpredictable environments that I was fearing for my life. And I know that it sounds dramatic now, but as a child, I was just, it was like an existential crisis. And so now that I had this anxiety, this is what was triggered, this sort of existential anxiety of, oh, I don't know how to continue. And it felt so strong, so strong that it felt almost like paralyzing. And now that I have a few days, weeks, that I already feel better, I can look back at it with more perspective and so much more compassion. And not only compassion towards me, but compassion towards the millions of people around me that are going through anxiety. And I couldn't understand it before as I understand it now. You know, it really is such a deep process that needs deep therapeutic work, and really looking at the things that are triggering and what are they triggering, and then finding ways to feel safe and finding ways to stabilize, how do you pronounce this word? Stabilize yourself. And people from the outside that have never experienced will never fully understand. And don't get me wrong, meditation, affirmations, changing your thought patterns, these things are incredible and they help so much. And for my, like, I would call it general anxiety, that sometimes I would feel like You know, even when I was living in Bali, sometimes you feel anxious about something, but then the meditation would help me right away because it was not such a deep thing. It was not such a deep trauma that was triggered. But now I understand that when this really deep trauma is triggered and you don't really understand it, maybe you haven't done therapy before, and it just feels like it's gonna eat you almost, like there's nothing else than this anxiety, like this big dark cloud above you. Probably if you experienced it, you'll know. And in this situation, I tried meditating, I tried doing affirmations, but like I said, it felt like I'm not dealing with the source, I'm just skimming the surface. And so that's when messaging my therapist and having the sessions really, really helped, because I went deep and I went to the core and I understood myself so much better. And it was really, really about being there for myself, for my inner child, and for the process that just needed to happen, and just almost holding myself. I held a pillow a lot and letting all the emotions out. I cried a lot, and you know, just compassion, having understanding and having compassion for the little me, you know, let's say the 6-year-old, 7-year-old me that was just so scared, fearing for her life, you know, and that's what got triggered. And that's what it felt like now, even though there was no danger around me anymore, but it still felt so strong, you know, and just giving that little girl in me space to feel whatever she needs to feel, because now it is safe and now I can be there for her. Before, it wasn't safe to feel the emotions, but now it is. And you know, it just needs to be given space. And I'm not a therapist in any means, so I definitely recommend you to seek a professional therapist who can support you in this process, who can guide you in this process of doing this deep work with anxiety. Yeah. Oh, I really wanted to say that. I had no plan for this episode. I did a meditation before I started just so that I could be a clear channel to whatever needs to be said will be said. And I just know that many of you who are listening to this are feeling anxiety, whether it is because of the upcoming winter. I know that's a big one. That has always been a big one for me and for the people around me, of like this uncertainty of the darkness and the cold weather. And also with the current situation, you know, you never really know how things will unfold. So I understand there's just so much uncertainty in the world right now. So how can we make certainty in our daily lives? I'm asking you as if you're going to answer me. For me, for example, having things every day that I can do gives me so much certainty. Like knowing that I can do things just for myself. And I focused on that a lot in the past few weeks. Like, for example, I know that food is a big certainty of mine, especially the fact that I can cook my own food and really spend time cutting up the vegetables, putting in the spices, maybe experimenting, baking cakes, and really just relaxing in the sense. That's what gives me certainty. What also gives me certainty is moving my body, you know, whether that is going to the gym or doing some yoga or going for a walk. I always find a lot of certainty in that. I've also enjoyed reading. And for everyone, that will be different. Maybe your certainty is going for a swim, painting, singing. It can be anything. But try to see what are things in life that can give you certainty. And try to have those things based from you, not basing the certainty onto other people. Not saying, like, yeah, this person gives me certainty, but really saying things that you can do for yourself. And that really, really helps me with anxiety, and just knowing that everything is unfolding perfectly for me, I'm on the right path. It's okay to feel emotions. I'm doing the best I can. Those are some of my favorite affirmations. I'm doing the best I can. That's a big one. And really feeling that. Really feeling that every day it's better. Every day I can find some things that are beautiful. Like right now I'm looking out of the window and the leaves are still beautifully green. Soon they'll be beautifully orange. And that's beautiful. Every day we can find something that's beautiful in this world. And that's what I encourage you to do after listening to this episode, to really look around and see how many things you can see that are beautiful, and see yourself maybe start to smile. That really helps. So yeah, I think that's enough for today's episode. I kind of just wanted to update you about my life, explain to you where I was. I wasn't having some vacation with margaritas. I was deep in this process. And now I feel better, so I'm back on podcasts and this beautiful community that we have created here. Let me know what you would like me to talk about. You can always message me on Instagram. Some of you have, and I always write down the suggestions in my little notebook. And I'm going to be recording episodes on that. And yeah, I don't know what the next few months will hold. You know, I had such a beautiful plan. And I felt so much certainty in knowing what will happen in the next months, but right now I have no freaking clue. And that I just have to embrace the uncertainty, and like I said, find some sort of certainty in the uncertainty. Like the certainty of, hey, I will be okay no matter what, you know? And that gives me certainty. I'm strong. I'm brave. Also some of my favorite affirmations. So whatever the next few months hold, I will keep you guys updated either on here or on my IG. I'm also planning on making a comeback for my YouTube channel. I'm currently trying to find some camera that I can use to start filming again. So yeah, slowly but surely, your girl is back. And that's it for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, then please leave a review. It helps me so much. And most importantly, have a beautiful day. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening to the Glow Podcast. If you enjoyed it, then please don't forget to leave a review and share it with a friend that you think might benefit from listening to this episode. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you in the next episode.